Every wreck can disrupt lives, but some cause catastrophic injuries. When your life has been traumatically changed, count on a firm that has experience handling catastrophic injury cases. Real cases, real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Lake Charles, LA 2519593.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hour 3, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Okay, we got a football fix here. We have college football Darty coming up in 20 minutes. And then I'll tell you why Christian Parker and Clayton Adams made this list of NFL assistants. That's what's in store here for you over the next hour. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers pregame's coming up at 6:30. Here's Wolchuk.
Oh, man. All right. The dream has come to an end. We'll talk about that right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Oh, my goodness. I'd like to give a lot of praise to our South Beach correspondent, the great Eric Chiafalo. He called this as all-pro linebacker Jordan Brooks is getting a three-year $51.3 million extension with the Miami Dolphins. So the trade dreams
are kaput. It's sad. Yeah. It's really sad. That was going to be a great opportunity at the trade deadline for you.
Gosh. So what about... the second-round pick, Jacob Rodriguez?
Do you think they're going to draft him in the second round and then flip him for...
draft and trade?
Flip him for a third-round pick at the deadline?
I think that's a good win. I don't know. It's weird to me. I really didn't see this one coming because of what they did with Kyle Lewis and Rodriguez. I'm like, okay, they've drafted two linebackers, but I guess they do like Jordan Brooks. They're going to go with the All-Texas Tech
There's
linebacker.
Nothing stopping them from trading him, you know? Yeah. And maybe they weren't going to be able to... be assured he would play for them or be a training camp holdout, although he has said all the right things about wanting to be there for his team and his teammates and not wanting to send the wrong message. I mean, he is an ideal leader to have for a young team. But I just think that at this point in his career, he has earned getting another contract before the season starts. An injury is a serious threat to him at this age.
Yeah.
So if I'm the Dolphins, I'm like, we're securing the asset so we can trade him if Jacob Rodriguez is as good as we think he's going to be, right?
Yeah, and $35 million guaranteed. He's now the sixth highest paid inside linebacker in the NFL just in terms of total contract value and average annual value. I don't know if maybe the deal turns the Cowboys off. I don't know. I mean, maybe they liked having him on a cheap.
I'll say this about the Dolphins. You guys are kind of talking about linebackers and Jacob Rodriguez and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd watch Kyle Lewis at that place.
Yeah.
I'd watch the linebacker from Pitt that they drafted in the fourth round last year. Kyle Lewis is he's gonna do some really good things.
Good player.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's an undersized. You probably could play him at safety. I mean, he's got that kind of ability, that flexibility and stuff. When that pick was made, I was like going, damn, I was kind of hopeful that Dallas would grab a guy like this.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they've got some linebackers now here with the Dolphins to
they do.
Look at, you know, if that's the case. Got to keep an eye on them and see which way they're going to go.
All right, let's talk linebacker and the linebacker the Cowboys did draft, and that's Jayshon Barham. Now, I've heard the Barham and the Barham. I reached out to Nick Harris. And I was like, okay, Nick, you're my go-to guy with the name pronunciation because he's very into this and he wants to make sure he gets it right.
Thought you were going
to
text Sham.
Not so much.
Barsham?
Barsham. It is Barham. It's okay. Weird. It's like two different words. But because like I've been saying both, and I'm like, I don't know which one's right. But Nick Harris is going with Jay Sean Barham. I've also gotten out now, and I love you, Nick. But if indeed we find out in hindsight it's not that, Nick, blame's on you, bro. Okay?
Hey, like what you're doing.
Jay Sean Barham is listed as the rookie to watch. Five rookies to watch from Ben Solak. He's got C.J. Allen, who we talked about a lot leading up to the draft, the Georgia linebacker. Maybe the Cowboys would look at him possibly in the first round. Then he had that little injury scare. He had the workout that didn't look too good. He ends up going to the Colts. Zachariah Branch, wide receiver with the Atlanta Falcons, is on here. Logan Jones, center for the Chicago Bears. They need a center. They're hoping he can step up. Josiah Trotter, linebacker of the Bucks, and then Barham, your Cowboys linebacker. Solak says, intriguing defensive shift underway in Dallas. You look at what they have at linebacker. They could be a little thin at the position, but Barham might change that. Started his career in college as an inside linebacker. Then he kicked to edge his final season in Michigan. Dallas plans to move the third-round pick back to stack linebacker, where plenty of snaps are now up for grabs. You got winners, you got overshown. But because Barham has experience rushing the passer, he can fill the Zach Bond, Jahad Campbell role in Dallas. That is an integral spot in the Eagles' defense that Parker helped coach for two seasons. How often the Cowboys give Barham snaps in camp, and where exactly does he line up? That will be a sign of how first-year coordinators intend to call the defense with him involved. Caleb Downs, I think we're all pumped about, and we're all going to be watching. But I think we're in a line here, Eric. Jay Sean Barham, we're out there. We're doing three live mics. Where's he at? How many snaps is he getting? Who's he rotating with? Because that could be a key cog in this Cowboys defense.
Yeah, I mean, filling that Zach Bond type of role. And I just love, like, when you just go watch him for a few minutes on YouTube, the physicality is amazing.
Those are always end up being your favorite guys. Like, yes. Donovan Wilson smacking people. Yes. He was your favorite player. Like, the dudes that come in here and are just, like, E-Hammer style. Just
bringing an edge to your defense.
Kicking people around. Like Roy Williams, I bet, was somebody that you loved when he first came into the league.
Yeah, just some headhunters out there. So, and with the versatility, I think that the stuff that he does, Christian Parker's going to want to do with the front and moving things and changing the look pre-snap, where it's, okay, Barham standing up there as an inside off-ball linebacker, and then boom, before the ball snapped, defensive line shifts over and he's playing on the edge, changing the front right before the ball snapped. Like, all that kind of stuff is huge. And you see across the league, there's plenty of these players now that are kind of these tweener. Is he a linebacker? Is he an edge guy? And Barham gives that. So I'm hoping he can hit the ground running in year one, because it'll provide some flexibility for Parker. And again, bring a tenaciousness to your defense that you got to have.
Yeah, and you need somebody that you feel good about behind Overshown, because I think D. Winters is kind of penciled in, and Brian giving us the report from OTAs and minicamps, like, that's the one dude they weren't taking off the field. Overshown was rotating, and I think there will be a large focus on that just to try and keep him fresh and healthy throughout the year. So you're going to need somebody that you feel good about stepping up and filling that role, and hopefully Barham, maybe it's Shamar James, but hopefully Barham is that guy that can do it, because I do like the style in which he plays with.
Yeah, and just how big he is. Like, Overshown, athlete, a little bit undersized. D. Winters, similar. This is a guy that brings you 240, 245 pounds of I'm ready to eat your lunch. Yeah. You know, getting off blocks, things like that.
You need that to play that hybrid role that I believe they're thinking about. Like, I think when they say they're moving him back to inside linebacker, the truth is it's much more of a blend of the two. Mm-hmm. They want guys who can set the edge close to as good as a defensive end and cover better than.
Every wreck can disrupt lives, but some cause catastrophic injuries. When your life has been traumatically changed, count on a firm that has experience handling catastrophic injury cases. Real cases. Real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Lake Charles, LA, 251-9593.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
And a defensive end.
Right.
And still give you stand-up linebacker skill set. And what that does for you is it allows you to change the roles of so many people that the quarterback's like, crap.
Right.
You know, I need a half tick here to figure out where everybody is now post snap, because it looked remarkably different. And you did see with several veteran quarterbacks, like, what it does to them is a real factor in determining winners and losers of every play. And if your quarterback's not willing to run, what he does is he ends up hanging onto the ball for a half second and having to throw it away, or, you know, and that, yep. Now he's under pressure.
And that's a dude that'll smack you. And you go back, and I know, Brian, you did this with that Eagles defense, and then that's where I, the same as you did, Gavin, that NFL pro, where I can just look at all the Jahad Campbell snaps now.
Right.
And you could see that's exactly how they utilize that linebacker. So a lot of it is they're in the middle of the field pre-snap, but then the next thing you know, they're blitzing off the edge.
Right.
And so they do kind of become an edge rusher, to your point there, and Barham fits that skill set beautifully. So I think Overshown could do that as well, but Barham being a much more physical and big player. Most overrated, underrated quarterbacks entering 2026. This is from Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, friend of the show. Overrated, 877-881-1053. We got one text that came in from the 817. Herbert, overrated. Underrated, Jordan Love. Well, here are the overrated quarterbacks. You tell me, agree, disagree. Caleb Williams, overrated?
Yeah, he's being over. He's the cover of Madden right now.
Yeah.
He was underrated last year.
Now he's overrated?
Yes, I think
we got the anointing oils out, as Parcells would say, a little too early.
It swung the other way probably a little bit too much, and I do think Caleb Williams is really good, but I think a lot of people are looking at him like, okay, is this going to be a guy who's going to be a top five quarterback?
MVP.
Yeah, MVP candidate.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there.
He's somewhere between quarterback 12 and 15, Caleb Williams. Real quick, you mentioned the Bears drafting of Logan Jones, from Iowa. Center.
Yeah.
They lost Drew Dahlman, right? Retirement early. They lost their left tackle, Ozzie Trapillo, who was amazing for them last year. They lost him in the wild card round to a devastating leg injury. He'll be out the entire year. Caleb Williams had one of the biggest splits in the NFL of clean pocket and chaos. And when it goes to pressure and having to improvise, Caleb Williams is bad. Oof. He makes big plays like that, but overall, playing on the move outside of the pocket, Caleb Williams is a disaster. They have to keep him on schedule. And when he is on schedule and playing from the pocket and clean, he was very good last year. So,
and
then you look at their defense, which is really in transition, lacks pass rush.
They lived off the takeaways last year.
They were 23rd or 24th in points per game allowed. Yeah. So I would say a reckoning is coming for Caleb Williams unless he's significantly better than last year. I have him third in the North. And, Bo Nix is bad.
Yeah, Bo Nix, overrated.
Bo Nix is clearly the most overrated quarterback in the league based on what we just saw from the NFL players' top 100.
Yeah, 100%. Baker Mayfield on this list, overrated. I feel like Baker's kind of properly rated.
I agree. I think Baker's properly rated. You know he's solid, but nobody's talking about him being a total stud.
Like, he's a perfect kind of transition quarterback. Like, if you don't have one, this is a guy we could win with if we've got a good enough roster. Now, maybe he isn't a perfect transition quarterback because I'm talking myself out of it here. If you want to suck and get a top pick, he's probably too good to be a team that's going to land a top 10 pick because he'll win 7 to 9, 10 games a year. But Baker, I think, solid overall.
Yeah, we know who Baker is now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of teams would be happy to have him at his current salary. If you have Baker Mayfield right. at like 30, 35 million bucks, you are winning.
Mm-hmm.
If he jumps over 50, then I think his playoff days are over.
Underrated, and we start off with Dakota Rain Prescott, the number one most underrated quarterback in the league. He was third in passing yards. He was fourth in passing touchdowns. He was 10th in passer rating, 6th overall, and expected points added per dropback. Are we now at a point where Dak Prescott is underrated?
Didn't we just have the rankings from Jeremy Fowler that put him 6th? Yeah.
So the league,
if you got him at 6th, you're dead balls on.
Yeah, fair. The league, the perception might be a little underrated, like if you were just pull fans. Because there's going to, oh, I mean, we see it on the text. Cowboy fans, some are just dug out on Dak, and I get it. If Dak Prescott plays the way he did last year, and your defense takes a step in the overall roster around him, this is a team that can do some serious damage. And I do believe the bold prediction of reaching an NFC championship might not be so bold. That could become reality. Now, Homer, you want to call me that? Fine. Don't care. I think it could happen.
He's simultaneously underrated and has been overpaid.
Oh, yeah.
Over the last 5 years.
That's true.
But, yeah, I get it because there are so many fans and it's loud. Mm-hmm. You know, if that gets in your algorithm, it'll look like the entire world hates Dak Prescott.
Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence, the other underrated quarterbacks. Love, I think, might be, and I might be guilty of it too. I mean, he's 6th in touchdown interception ratio last year, 6th in passer rating, 2nd in expected points added. And if we want to talk about supporting cast, I mean, the dude had a crap receiving core around him last year, and they were all banged up and they were all hurt. So Jordan Love has found like he still keeps his offense afloat and producing despite the parts around him just being decimated by injury or leading the league in drops and really just not living up to expectation. Maybe Love, and I give a lot of credit to Matt LaFleur. I do think he's one of the better offensive minds and play callers and offensive schemers, but Jordan Love is the orchestrator of all of it, too, on the field, so maybe he is underrated.
I mean, he has had some really good seasons. I do feel like he's not as good as Dak.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's fringe. He can play like a fringe top 10 quarterback at times. I probably think he's in that 10 to 12 range if I were to have to rank him.
And I think his weapons are underrated when you include Tucker Kraft and include the running back and Christian
with
Watson.
Jacobs,
and,
yeah. See, it's just the health. Like Watson, when he plays, is great. He just can't stay healthy. Matthew Golden, big year for him. They took him in the first round. Can he step up and be that guy? But we'll see what happens this year.
We got to run. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Every wreck can disrupt lives, but some cause catastrophic injuries. When your life has been traumatically changed, count on a firm that has experience handling catastrophic injury cases. Real cases, real injuries. Morris and DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Lake Charles, LA 2519593.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!